T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
I'm going to start Ask Beamish Anything with my own question. If I get home at like 10:30, should I pour a drink and chill or just go to bed?
What you doing tomorrow?
Tomorrow's the one day I don't have work.
Pour 3 or 4 and do your thing.
Now we're talking.
Yeah.
All right. It is Ask Beamish Anything, 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Phone lines are packed. We'll start with my guy, Jaime in Manassas. What's up, Jaime?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Happy Friday. I wanted to ask Beamish, and actually, JP, I would like your input as well. And we talk about Lamar Jackson, right? Lamar Jackson is a wonderful player. He's a two-time MVP of the NFL. Unbelievable, right? I haven't had that much success in the playoffs, but, that is a team sport. He will get his chances and he will have his success. I remember when he negotiated his contract, he didn't have an agent. It took a little while to sign, but actually he did well by himself.
Yeah.
And he didn't pay the agent's fee, the percentage. But I never see him in commercials. I never see him in commercials. Like, Pat Mahomes is every other commercial. Is Pat Mahomes is in it. Josh Allen hasn't won anything. He's in commercials as well. I wanted to see Angle Beamish, a former professional player, a great at that, and you as a journalist. I wonder what's going on. I think he's missing a lot of opportunities when it comes to endorsement. Being a two-time MVP of the NFL, the most popular league in the United States and little by little around the world. I wonder what's your take on that?
Well, I think, that's the thing that you risk sometimes. It's okay. You have that right to negotiate for yourself, but it's also a lot of stuff that agents know how to do, and they have connections with people to get you in some doors that you can't do by yourself. So, then again, negotiating your contract because it's slotted, you have a better idea of what that is. Negotiating deals with the other people out there, I don't know if you want to go do that by yourself because they can manipulate the hell out of you.
Well, and sometimes you need just even the contacts, right?
Or yeah.
It's a really interesting question. Lamar seems like a different kind of dude. Maybe he doesn't want to be doing that stuff.
I don't think Lamar likes a lot. I had a conversation with him and we met him at the Super Bowl. That dude is the most down-to-earth, low-key guy I've met in my life.
The only real mistake, I don't know, mistake might be too strong, but remember when Lamar weirdly, endorsed that, gym in a bag? It was like a backpack gym that you take to the park.
I remember that one.
And it was, clearly low budget and it went away pretty quick. I think somebody was like, yo, you're about to sign a $200 million deal. Stop selling gym in a bag.
I don't even remember that.
It went away quick. Jaime's not on the line anymore, but Landfill, Jaime is who I was texting with yesterday about the possible Land Cruiser. So, Jaime, if you're listening,
find JP another Land Cruiser, Jaime. What the hell?
My hopes and dreams went up and down yesterday like a roller coaster. And to the point where B-Mitch is now trying to get me to buy a Toyota Corolla crossover. No, what did you want me to get yesterday?
Who told you to get
Landfill
that?
Landfill wants me to get a hydrogen car.
I wanted you to get a Sienna. You're an old guy. You have kids.
All
just
I did was
embrace
sit there
it.
And laugh at y'all having an old man conversation.
I don't think I want a minivan, Landfill.
Just get a minivan.
I can see Jeff shadily driving a minivan. He's like, oh, I need it for all my equipment.
He needed it for all his kids.
I don't got no kids.
I have two. Names. All right, B, this is a serious question. So kind of be ready here, all right?
All right.
Mike and Culpepper, what's up, man? Ask B. Mitch anything.
How you doing, man Mitchell?
I'm good, brother. What's happening?
Hey, look, you remember Bob's Big Boy restaurant?
I remember the restaurant, yeah, but I don't think I've been there.
You remember the mascot? If you can tell me who the mascot resembles, you can buy me a beer.
First of all, why would I tell you something I don't know that I'm about to buy you a beer? Bob Big Boy is like a big old something just sitting there. I don't know what the hell who the hell the mascot is.
If you're trying to say that looks like me, I don't think that's accurate.
There you go. So y'all have a great Friday. Thank y'all. Man.
Who does? Is he saying me? Who's he saying it looks like?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Listen.
Pull up Bob up. Big Boy.
Pull it up and tell me, and then I'll call you back next week.
Listen, I get insulted on these airwaves just about every day from 10 to 2. I don't think I look like Bob's Big Boy.
Pull it up, Landfill.
Here, B.
Well, y'all that's him. Have a good Friday.
Oh, he does kind of look like you.
No,
Jay.
I do not.
Yes, you do. Yeah, hey, you're right, dog. You're right. JP, go buy you a beer.
B. Mitch owes
you
a beer.
There you go.
Thank you,
have
Mike.
A great one.
All right, man. Too, buddy.
What's up, Bob?
That was funny. PJ is in Reston. PJ, what up? Ask B anything.
What's up, P?
Hey, guys. Love the positive vibes, man. And I got my own question to ask, but now that guy made me think about Bob. I've never been to Bob's Big Boy either. I always drove by it. I'm like, is it a breakfast place? Is it like a Denny's? Like what is it? But it went away. JP, you're much more handsome than Bob Big Boy logo guy, man. Much more, man. But guys, so my question is this. Like, it's a rather nerdy question, right? So I want to ask B. Mitch and everybody who wants to chime in can chime in. Do you guys think that the NFL execs and general managers and coaches are now finally becoming intelligent enough to be able to look at analytics the right way? What I mean is this. If you don't use analytics at all, that's kind of stupid. It's kind of a malpractice. But some teams have kind of lost the plot where they so looked at analytics in a way that it's actually become unintelligent. There is a quote by Albert Einstein, one of my favorites, that says, true genius is not knowledge, but imagination. For example, what I mean is analytics will always tell you 4th and 3, 45% chance of making it on this, right? But it doesn't tell you how good is the offensive line, how big or small is your quarter. There's so many other things that the human mind is 100 times more intelligent than any artificial intelligence. Case in point is this. I just read an article in ESPN where the top rated defensive person that's supposed to come out, Dallas Turner, with the number 8 picked Atlanta Falcons. But ESPN had an article that said he's only projected to get 26 sacks over the next 5 years because he doesn't get a lot of pass defenses, right? I think he's going to blow that out the water. Now, if Atlanta or some team is going to – he's going to get taken in the top 10. So no one would take a defensive edge rusher in the top 10.
What's
if they
the question,
really
man?
Believe they're
What's
only
going to
get 5 sacks a year.
What's your question?
So do you guys think that's proof that the NFL teams are finally now smart enough to – use analytics the right way, not overly rely on it. But
I don't think anybody overly relies upon it, but I think if you totally ignored it, you're a fool.
Yeah,
I
it's got to be
yeah.
a tool in the tool bag.
Yeah, it's a tool. And I think what happened, the Patriots were above and beyond everybody. Now people are catching up, and it's not necessarily the owners, it's the GMs and the people that the analytics staff that they have that basically give this information to the coach to give him one more thing that can help him in making a decision.
Yeah, because I think these analytics, it's a good basis. But, for example, Dallas Turner.
PJ, we got a bunch of calls, man. Oh. Thanks, bro.
Yeah.
Let's keep it going here. The PJ Show. Pat in Mechanicsville. Pat, what up? Ask B. Mitch anything.
What's up, B. Mitch? Hall of Famer in my mind.
How you doing, Pat?
All right, man. Hey, if we take Jaden Daniels, do you think we should try to do a little package and try to get Ayuk from San Francisco? I think that guy is a beast, man. And, you know, I don't think it would cost a whole lot to get him. And, I'm interested in what you think, man.
Well, I think you get Jaden Daniels, I think what you do, you want to use the things you have to make sure you can protect him at quarterback. You have good enough receivers here. If you can get somebody else in, you can play. But I don't know if he's that good to where you just say, oh, we're going to just go get him, bring him here, and make him our first guy. You got enough here where they can get it done. You know, you watch what Terry has done with all these multiple quarterbacks. You get him a legitimate quarterback that's throwing him the ball consistently well and the things he can do, I think you're going to have a lot of elevation there. I would rather invest in protecting instead of going and get another toy.
Yeah, I mean, Ayuk's 26. You're paying him his fifth-year option money, so he's 14 mil on the books. If you were to make a move for him, you'd probably be looking to get a contract extension done. Or if you're just getting him for the 1 year and it costs you a Saturday draft pick, that's fine. Mm-hmm. But if you have to give up draft capital for a guy with 17 games committed to you,
yeah, I don't believe that.
I don't think that's the move. No. I think Ayuk could play the last 2 years.
Yeah, he can.
You know, he's gone over 1,000 yards both the last two seasons. Last year's career high, 1,300 yards. I think he's an exciting player, but to me, it's all a cost scenario. What does it cost to acquire him, and then what does a new contract look like?
100%.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.